Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as the essentials of life are concerned, sufficing on little as far as eating, drinking, clothing, etc. is concerned. So today's hadith an Khalid ibn Umair al-Adawi. قال خطبنا عتبة بن غزوان وكان أميرا على البصرة فحمد الله واثنى عليه ثم قال أما بعد فإن الدنيا قد آذنت بشرم وولت حذاء ولم يبق منها إلا صبابة كصبابة الإناء يتصابها صاحبها وإنكم منتقلون منها إلى دار لا زوال لها فانتقلوا بخير ما بحضرتكم فإنه قد ذكر لنا أن الحجر يلقى من شفير جهنم فيهوي فيها 70 عاما لا يدرك لها قعرا والله لا تملأن أفعجبتم ولقد ذكر لنا أن ما بين مشراعين من مصارع الجنة مسيرة 40 عاما وليأتين عليها يوم وهو كضيذ من الزحام ولقد رأيتني سابع سبعة مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الشجر حتى قرحت أشداقنا فالتقطت بردة فشققتها بيني وبين سعد بن مالك فاتزرت بنصفها واتزر سعد بنصفها فما أصبح اليوم منا أحد إلا أصبح أميرا على مصر من الأمصار وإني أعوذ بالله أن أكون في نفسي عظيما وعند الله صغيرا رواه مسلم. We find that as a person progresses as far as his worldly achievements is concerned, then generally you find a level of arrogance that comes into a person, a level of pride that comes into a person, because now he's progressing. Sometimes the person forgets his history, he forgets his past. And therefore Allah Ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran, in the surah, mentions to us, Hal Surah Al-Dahr, Hal Ata Ala Al-Insani, Heenum Min Al-Dahri Lam Yakun Shay'an Madhkura. Has a time not passed upon insan when he wasn't even something that was remembered. His name was not even taken. He was not even known. In other words, don't forget your past, what you were. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfa. You were created from a dirty fluid, amshaj, a fluid that was made of congealed blood. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains our creation. But the point that is made is that don't forget our past. So you find in this hadith, we'll find that when Sahaba, they would reminisce about the past, it would create humility in them. When they would think, or whenever, even when they got positions, humility would come on them when they would think about the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we, unfortunately, things go different, that when we get power, we get wealth, we get position, we get authority, we get influence, we get popularity, then what happens? Generally, we become more arrogant. We forget our past, we forget where we came from, and we forget where we are heading, and then that arrogance takes over, that pride takes over. So this hadith, Hazrat Khalid ibn Umair al-Adawi, he narrates that Hazrat Utbah ibn Ghazwan radiyallahu anhu, the governor of Basra, addressed us in a sermon. So now, he was addressing the fellow governors of the city. So he was addressing them and he was telling them and informing them. So he's telling them, informing them, is that first he started off by praising Allah Ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he said that this world has announced that it's coming to an end. This is the haqiqat. The world has already made an elan. It's already announced that it's coming to an end, and it's retreating swiftly, and only a small portion of it will remain, like that which remains at the bottom of a container after one has filled it and drank from it. The person has filled a glass and he has drank that water from the glass. Now what is remaining at the bottom? That is basically what is left of the dunya. The dunya is main is elan that is going. Just the last few moments are left of this world. In other words, what are we hankering after? Just the last few moments, and we are fighting and chasing after it. And then he says, and you are moving from it, from this dunya, to an abode which will never ever come to an end. So move to it with the best that you can possibly have, as it has been related to us that a stone cast into the pit of Jahannam will continue falling for 70 years without reaching its bottom. Just to show the vastness and the depth of Jahannam. In other words, don't be foolish, waste your time, that Akhirat is something else. Jahannam itself is something else. 70 years, we know how fast free fall a stone falls. But yet 70 years it won't reach the bottom of Jahannam. This is the depth only of Jahannam. In other words, don't waste your time amassing for this world. Concentrate and focus on that life that is to come. It's forever and forever and forever. And then he went on to say that it has been related to us that the distance between the two frames of the door of Jannah is a journey of 40 years. Nowadays a person put a front door, it's a wide door, a big door, between the frame normally double the length of a normal door. In the new houses, etc., you'll find the people put big doors. Big doors has a better form of welcome, more accessibility, it looks nice, it feels nice. Here describing the door of Jannah. The door of Jannah is so wide that the distance between one side of the frame of the door of Jannah and the other side is 40 years. But a day will come when it will be crowded by people. In other words, so many people, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will be entering into Jannah. I remember a time when he is explaining his personal incident he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I remember a time when I was one of seven people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I was one of seven with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we had no food except the leaves of trees. In other words, this is how we lived. Now you're seeing all this luxury and people, we are now the governors, etc. But I was, remember a time when I was one with seven, seven people in total, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we had no food except the leaves of trees, which caused the corners of our mouths to become ulcerated. Because of eating those leaves of the trees, it caused the ulcers in the mouth. He says, I found a sheet, in other words, such level of poverty, I found a sheet which I divided equally between myself and Sa'd ibn Malik. I used half of it as a izar, as a bottom cloth, and he used the other half. In other words, I used half of the cloth to cover myself, he used it. We didn't even have one full cloth for ourselves. He used half, I used half. That was our condition. We were living on leaves of the trees with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today he tells him, he says, today, however, each one of us has become a governor of a city. And then he makes dua. He's telling them, now look where we are. But don't forget your past. Don't forget who you are. That will bring about humility in you. That will bring about the fear of Allah Ta'ala in you. Then he says, he made a dua. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ فِي نَفْسِي عَظِيمًا وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ صَغِيرًا. I seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from considering myself to be great, whilst in the sight of Allah I am nothing. I am insignificant. I seek refuge in Allah that I consider myself to be great. I am now the governor of Basra. I am considering myself to be great. I am considering myself to be someone. I am asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. I must think of myself that I am something, whereas in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala I am nothing. Rather we should make dua that, O Allah, in your eyes, O Allah, make us something. We want to become something. That is the haqiqat and that is the reality. What it is that matters as far as people are concerned, the haqiqat reality is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, we should be something. Yes, at times a person needs respect so that he can give and talim and he can give dawat, etc. But the haqiqat in every person's heart and mind, he should be thinking that in the sight of Allah I should be something. I shouldn't be worried about promoting myself in the sight of people. That Allah Ta'ala will do in His time. We should be worried about what we fare and how we fare in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.